the other day, the guy that used to be the chief head of security at Twitter, he dug into his shirt pocket, pulled out a whistle, started whistle blowing. And Dave Johnson's here from Pearl Technology to tell us what that was all about. What's going on with that guy?
Well, we
need to worry about this, by the way, this Twitter thing.
No, it's really a symptom of what we always talk about on why you shouldn't just fall in love with social media.
But why do we then? Because we have to. It makes me better.
It makes me feel better.
No, it makes me feel so good.
It makes you feel important and smart.
Look how important I am. I took a picture of my sandwich. All right. So anyway, get back to the point is there's some stuff with all social media.
There is. And this is just an example of it. First of all, we have to talk about him because his hacker name was Mudge.
You know, dude, I told Dan this story the other day. Last week had so many good phrases and words. Mudge is in there.
Yeah.
We had Special Master, the Taint Police, or whatever that was. That one killed me. And then Mudge.
So his real name's Peter Zatko. Yeah. And he was kind of a prominent member of a hacker group called Loft back in the day.
I kind of remember hearing that name.
Yeah. And the other thing, probably the best band name ever.
Oh, no.
He was in a group called The Cult of the Dead Cow.
That is a great band.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's a cooperative with a bunch of computer geeks and nerds and hackers. So, you know, he's
geeks,
got
geeks, nerds, and hackers isn't a bad band.
Or a law firm.
Or a law firm, yeah.
Anyway, so he was the head of Twitter security basically November 2020 through January 2022. They fired him for ineffective leadership. We're going to do a Paul Harvey. Now you know the rest of the story. But he testified before a Senate committee in 1998 talking about the internet not being safe. Very well-renowned white hacker. Did work with the government. So he's a
by
went
the way,
good.
By the way, I like when I saw pictures of him when he testified years ago, Danny. He has super long hair.
Yeah.
He's like wearing a t-shirt and just hanging out. Now he's all coiffed and he's got a nice little beard.
Okay, so 1998, he testifies how the internet is not safe. Yet everything we have done, even national security, is on the internet.
Since 1998.
Yeah.
We didn't listen to him at all.
No. So anyway, he files this 84-page report. Here's the highlights. So half of Twitter's 500,000 servers are running outdated operating systems.
Half of them?
Half of 250,000 out of the 500,000.
Okay, so tell me and our listeners, why does that matter?
Because once the systems become outdated, people like Microsoft no longer produce security patches.
So it's just wide open.
It's wide open, yeah.
Wide open. Okay.
They're not deleting user data when they're requested to. The Indian government.
And why does that matter?
Well, if you say I want to get off Twitter, please remove my data. They won't. It's still there. Why does it matter?
Why do I care?
Well, for instance, the Indian government said, "Okay, Twitter can be in here, but you got to hire some of our government agents to be on your staff," and now they have access to all of that data.
Oh, okay.
So the new CEO of Twitter, Parag Agrawal.
Good, easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. He was willing to honor Russia's request to censor Twitter. So with this Ukraine-Russia thing coming up, you know, this guy is willing to put out false information or follow the Kremlin. And honestly, here's what it's all about. Twitter execs were prioritizing users. User growth over security. So, you know, that brings in a bunch of bots and things like that.
Okay, so this is a philosophical question, not really having to do with computers or technology or social media or any of that stuff. Why are we humans surprised when a giant corporation chooses profit over people? Why do we think that's... every time it happens, we like... That happened? It's been happening forever.
This goes back to Charlie Brown and the football.
If it's free, you are the product. So, I mean, there were $10 million bonuses riding on getting more users, right? They're trying to get market share.
No kidding.
And, you know, the interesting twist on all this is Elon Musk's deal to buy Twitter, you know, for $44 billion. One of his complaints were, you guys misled me. There's way more bots or fake accounts.
Was that true when he said that? Did he know what he was talking about?
And Mudge is saying, that is true. There are. And the reason is we wanted to look like we had more users. So the value of the company would go up.
Elon Mudge and the bots, good band name right there. Elon Mudge and the bots. The funny thing is,
2-3 years ago, Greg and I were talking about this. You know, there's pressure when you're in media to get on certain platforms and do certain things. And everyone's like, oh, you got to be on Twitter. And then we read reports back then that only about 6% of people are on Twitter. It's driven by, like, a very small percentage.
Right, but the reason they want more people on Twitter is to make more money. Mm-hmm. So, that's the takeaway here today, right?
I like your phrase, if it's free, you're the product.
If it's free, you're the product. And you know, you're putting your data out there, and it's not getting deleted, and it's being shared. And, you know, I mean, the network behind all this and the information sharing that goes on, it would blow your mind. Just
scares me.
Be careful. You're out there. You're basically living in the world of advertising and money making, and you think you're giving your intelligence on the political situation in Russia.
Right. Yeah, that's the exchange.
Well, the weird thing is George Orwell, and, you know, you have to really read the book because a lot of people extrapolate what 1984 is all about. But everyone, Big Brother, Big Brother's government. No, Big Brother is all of this.
It's corporations.
It's crazy. Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
PearlTechnology.com. If you have any questions ever for Dave, I'll give you his home number later, and you can call it. It's good to see you.